KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high near 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The chair of the Cass County Community Foundation, Nicholas Hunt, has announced a total of $27,800 was awarded Tuesday to 11 nonprofit agencies in Cass County. The nonprofit groups and organizations had submitted their application deadlines to the CCCF by the September 1st deadline in order to be considered for this latest round of grant awards, which brings the total CCCF distribution of funds in the form of grants and scholarships over the last 18 years to more than $1.4 million. The Anita Child Care Center received $1,500 to update payroll software and computer. Anita Health and Wellness Center received $2,000 from the Cass County Community Foundation to provide a workout area for 8 to 14-year-old members in their fight against obesity. The Anita Public Library, City of Anita, received $1,000 to install security cameras in hopes of preventing thefts that have been taking place. The Ann W. Wickman Child Development Center in Atlantic received $4,000 for remodeling to accommodate parent staff meetings, conferences, and file storage. Atlantic Youth Sports received $2,500 from the Cass County Community Foundation to update scoreboards and add new scoreboards to all 8 fields. The Cass County Historical Society received $3,000 for improved lighting and permanent window items in Annex No. 1. The City of Marney received a $2,000 grant to repair or replace playground equipment at the city park. The Friends of Lake Anita State Park received $1,500 for a projector and audio receiver equipment. Friends of the Griswold Public Library received $3,500 from the Cass County Community Foundation for the purchase of 2 early literacy stations for ages 2 through 8. The Lewis Public Library received $1,500 for activity kits, each with a book, puppet, and craft supplies. And the Nishna Valley Family YMCA received $5,300 to replace cardio and fitness equipment. The funding amounts available included $2,500 from the Griswold Community Development Endowed Fund and $500 from the Triumph Endowed Fund for Cass County. And all the grantees met the criteria as Cass County nonprofit organizations or agencies with charitable missions in the areas of civic, cultural, health, education, and social services. And only those organizations providing services in Cass County were eligible for Cass County Community Foundation grants. And the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports a bank robbery took place Tuesday morning in Crescent. The Pott County Communications Center had received an alarm at around 9:40 a.m. from the American National Bank at 515 Old Lincoln Highway in Crescent. Pottawatomie County deputies were dispatched to the area. About a minute later, the Pott County Communications Center received a 911 call from the bank confirming that a robbery had occurred. At about 9:50 a.m. Tuesday, deputies arrived in the area and began investigating the incident. They determined 2 subjects had entered the business with masks on and demanded money. The subjects left the bank in a silver Chevrolet Tahoe. And at about 10:15 a.m., an unoccupied vehicle was located by the Omaha Police Department. The Pott County Sheriff's Office and Federal Bureau of Investigation are continuing to investigate that incident. Sheriff's officials in Audubon County say a Cass County man was arrested on drug charges at around 7 p.m. Monday following a traffic stop. 21-year-old Jackson Taylor Bailey of Anita faces charges that include possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and speeding. He was brought to the Audubon County Jail, posted bond, and was released. The Audubon County K-9 Axle assisted in that investigation. The Creston Police Department reports the arrest on Tuesday night of 22-year-old Alan Hall of Creston. Hall was taken into custody on a charge of driving while barred and released from the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Western Iowa authorities say a 39-year-old mother of 3 used meth before taking her kids to Chuck E. Cheese's restaurant. Christine Hall is now facing child neglect and endangerment charges after she tested positive for drug use and meth was found in her 3-year-old's hair. The case was initially investigated by the Iowa Department of Human Services before it was referred to Council Bluffs Police. Hall's children are ages 1, 3, and 16. The woman told investigators that she and her children's father had stopped at a gas station to smoke meth in a bathroom before going to Chuck E. Cheese's restaurant and arcade. Hall's attorney declined to comment on the case. Hall was free on $10,000 bond and is scheduled to return to court for arraignment on December the 12th. In the funeral announcements, Shirley Will, age 72 of Atlantic, died Sunday at Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Shirley will be today at 1 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Jerry Deist, age 74, of Audubon, died Friday at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Jerry Deist will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Richard Dick Maddox of Erling and formerly of Shelby died Monday in Harlan. Funeral services for Richard Maddox will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby is in charge of the arrangements. The Reverend Lewis Miller, age 99, of Manning, died Thursday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Reverend Lewis Miller will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Calvary Baptist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Bryce Wayne Albright, age 17, of Shelby, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Bryce Albright will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the AHSTW School in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Gilbert Hare, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Gilbert Hare will be held Saturday at 1:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Eileen Smith, age 85, of Council Bluffs, died November 8th in Omaha. A memorial service for Eileen Smith will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Oakland Community Building in Oakland. A reception with the family will follow. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And Marion Reimer, age 89, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Marion Reimer will be held on November 26th at 10 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.